Let's Get Canceled Podcast.
Welcome back to another episode of Let's Get Canceled Podcast. I am Casual Ninja.
And this is your boy, Loli, a.k.a. The Zuzu God.
And welcome to another episode of Let's Get Canceled Podcast. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Oh, yeah. Appreciate it. Thank you. That's what I'm talking about. All right. Yeah. Help me wearing a mask.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
All right. All right, that's enough applause, man. So, Loli, what you been up to, man?
You know, things been, things actually been going all right. Things actually been going okay, man. You know, like, things, stuff looking like it's going back to normal.
It does.
A lot of people are getting vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so can't wait for the country to go back to normal again and to see if we could make something happen. People are tired of being in the house and tired of being closed door, and then they want to go out and start having some fun and go to the park and start going to a restaurant and be normal again. That has to happen.
I'm still not taking the vaccine, man. I don't trust it. Like, I'll smoke the devil lettuce. I'll even drink the devil's liquor, but I won't take his vaccine. No, I just won't do it, man. I can't do it. I mean, I'm happy life is finally going back to normal. And then I'm hearing rumors of a fourth. Count them, a fourth. Stimulus check. Show me the money, baby. Show me the money.
Show me the money. Show you. Did you get your stimulus check? Everybody's happy right now.
Yeah, I got mine, but I feel bad for the Social Security people. They still didn't get their check. They're like, I be checking the mail, but there's still no check in the mail. Now, how am I supposed to get my new dentures? That's fucked up. What's that?
Yeah, you think we're gonna receive another one? Because Biden haven't come up with anything yet.
Mm-hmm.
So that money was Trump money. Biden haven't given any stimulus check yet. So
mm-hmm.
So what's going on?
I honestly think it's 50-50, bro. I can really think it's 50-50. The way things are looking, like movie theaters, restaurants opening back up, people will be vaccinated, life is slowly going back to normal. And Biden said by what, July 4th, life should be back to normal, barbecues and all. If he does give one, it won't be no $2,000. It might be maybe $600, $800, $12, maybe $14, but nothing too crazy. If we get any at all. So
he better give what he owe.
I just wanted to cancel the 10 grand, bro. That's it. You cancel the 10 grand for still on, man. You got my vote, man. I'm Biden for president.
So the 10 grand is about the is it the money about is it about the loan thing? Like the student loan?
Yeah, student loans, yeah. So cause right now he forgave like $1 billion. And student loans right now, but that was for like for-profit colleges and like ITT Tech and shit like that. So he didn't cancel ours yet, but he said what he did for the other colleges, that's the first step. So let's see what happens. You know, I said, let's see what happens. Now, Loli, it sounds like, well, for those who are listening, me and Loli, we are not in person. This man is actually on his way to a vacation right now. You can tell he's on the phone. So why don't you tell the people where you're headed to, man? You going to Jamaica?
Yeah, man. I'm going to Jamaica. You know, I mean, just gonna go over there and have a little fun in the Rasta pasta. You're gonna coconut juice, eat sugar cane.
Did you say Rasta pasta? All that good stuff, man.
Yeah, the Rasta pasta, man.
Jamaicans eat
and
pasta?
And they got yeah, and got, you know, some banging oxtail, too. I've never been to Jamaica before, but this is my first time going over there. But can't wait to go, man. I'm looking forward to enjoy the culture.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I'll be going on vacation myself, too. That's why we're doing an episode today. I know we've been going for a minute, but that's because we're busy people. We're busy people.
So where are you headed?
Me? I'm going to a place far, far, far away, bro. I don't want nobody to know where I'm going. I just know I'm going to the beaches, man. I'm going to these sandy beaches, bro.
Oh, so you're going to paradise, huh?
Yeah, I'm going to paradise.
You're going to Paradise Island.
Yeah, I'm going to Paradise Island, as we call it, man. I got too many eyes on me, bro. Got too many ears on me. Don't want nobody to know where I'm going. It's a secret.
That's it, man. We just got to do what we got to do sometime, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's time to get out there and have fun. It's time to get out there and do something for ourselves.
Yeah, for real, bro. Did you hear about this whole, what is it? The big news of the week is about Derrick Jackson.
Derrick Jackson. Yeah. Derrick Jackie Jackson, huh? Why, so he messed up again, huh? Mm-hmm.
Again? So, this credibility is shot.
Listen, wasn't that guy who plays, you know, like, don't get me wrong, I love my women, you know, you gotta praise your women, but, you know, he was kind of like batching the guys out, like, you know.
Well, that's why people don't like him. You know, he was like a Steve Harvey and any other, like, relationship guru, but he was advocating to women, bashing men, making him seem like he's the glory boy, and I was just waiting for egg to fall on his face. It just happened this year, finally. He got caught out there because one of his side pieces told on him. And the story continues.
He messed up his own self.
The story continues. Matter of fact, I'm going to play a clip of this little thing up here. I want you guys to check this out. Tell me what y'all think. Let's see.
What's going on, guys? Derrick Jackson here. And today I am joined by my lovely wife, Danaya. And we just wanted to address a couple of things. You know, we understand that some of you may have already heard, maybe not, that this chapter of our marriage is one that was preceded by a marriage that I completely failed. And I would say it just started around August, maybe September of last year. But, you know, a lot has been said already about what was the cause and all that other stuff. Some of it is true. Some of it is completely false. But the truth is, and I'm saying it here now, is that Derrick Jackson was involved with other women outside the marriage. And by involved, I want to be clear, I'm not talking about just casually kicking it, maybe a lunch or something like that. I'm talking about as serious as sex, to sexual flirtation and meeting up and that kind of thing. And some things that otherwise may be considered okay by some in terms of like just chatting or checking on people or being checked on by people that I've had a previous encounter with. But without my wife's knowledge of it and with us having a sexual history, all of it falls under the umbrella of inappropriate, cheating, affair, stepping out. Definitely not in alignment with the vows that I took, and definitely not in alignment with the biblical standard of what it means to be faithful, which is the standard that I'm going by now. Now, I'm saying this publicly, not because I'm, you know, married to you guys. First and foremost, I'm accountable to God. Then I have to be accountable to my wife, in which we've already had this conversation. I've already told her literally everything. I've given her basically a roll call list. If I've said hello to a woman in the last 12 years of me knowing her, she knows about it. But now that it's been made so public, it's important that I first off let you guys know I do not stand by those actions. I don't want to encourage anybody to do that. And then secondly, I know that I cannot build a platform preaching certain things, preaching against certain things, and then in my real life live contrary to that for any amount of time or any length of time to any extent and think that I can't be held accountable. You know, the same way that I preach, you know, men and women in this situation need to face consequences of their actions, deserve to be held accountable. Guess what? Derrick Jackson's no exemption. He's not exempt from that. I'm also not a victim. Nobody made me do this. She didn't make me or push me to do it. The next person didn't make me. No friend influenced me. It don't matter how I was raised and what trauma, whatever. Look, I made decisions. I made a series of decisions that I got to account for. There's no excuse or justification. I've already made that bed and have had to lie in it. And now we're finally getting on to the other side personally in our own healing, in our own marital oneness. And now this is being made public to you guys. So we're bringing it.
Lole.
Ah, I see that you're trying to clear up this mess. Interesting.
Yeah, we call that damage control.
You know, he's a smart guy. Like, he, you know, he done messed up, then now he's trying to clean it up. Oh, well, I give props to him for doing that, though.
No, you know, but so, like, it's, I think it's disingenuous. I'm going to tell you why. He, instead of trying to fix his own personal home off of YouTube, he videotaped his wife on camera to do damage control to protect his business and his brand. He cared more about what we think of him than what his own wife thinks of him. We call that a narcissist, brother. Think about it. You don't think so, bro?
Well, this guy is something else. You know, like, being the fact that you was preaching all of this material, and then now you do otherwise, and then now trying to come back to defend yourself. Well, I give you that, man. Like, I'll tell you this much. I give props to him a little bit, because to be able to come up with all the scenarios and stuff like that to try to protect himself, you know, that's a good move. That's a good move.
Well, I'll put it like this. It's smart for him on a business aspect, because this video came out on the 22nd. Yeah, 22nd, and it already got over 1 million views. So he made money off this apology video. So that's what I'm saying. Like, he's profiting, but his character is damaged. But his credibility is shot, bro. I mean, there's still going to be some people who's still going to rock with him. But the majority, this whole shit was damage control, bro. I honestly don't think he cared about his wife that much. Because now his wife got bashed on social media. I mean, heavy. Down
his
to
wife?
His wife, yeah. Down to her wardrobe, to she's stupid for staying, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I think more than one side piece is coming out against Derrick Jackson, bro. Because, like, bro, for years, bro, you've been doing dirt. For years, you've been bashing man, talking about queen, follow your crown. That's all the bullshit you're feeding the chicks. And, you know, chicks fell for it. You know, and it's like, now you just proved to them you ain't no better than us. We out here doing, you know, that damn thing.
Yeah, that's crazy. But after he did that mess, so how was his social media trend, and how was his followers? Did he lose followers? Did he lose
I don't
fans
know.
And stuff like that?
Yeah, I don't know if he's losing followers, but he is trending on Newsweek. And it's definitely blown up. And the story isn't over with. Like, there's still more stuff coming out. I haven't followed the new stuff yet, but it's definitely coming out. And more people are going to be talking about it sooner than later. I'm actually curious to see who else is going to come out and say something about this man. So, let's see. I mean, hell, even the Breakfast Club gave this man Donkey of the Day for being stupid.
Yeah, that was very stupid of him, you know, like, you know, promoting women like that and then bashing men. And then they always says people that always talk bad about something, you know, they totally doing the opposite. Mm-hmm. You know, so that's him right there. Just like I said, you know, you think his image has been damaged, and he lost a lot of credit. Mm-hmm. No doubt about that. And then I won't be surprised if it go back on top again, because there's a lot of people that have done the same thing. Yeah. And then they still, you know, they're still trending on social media, and they're still, you know, out there and being celebrity again. So let's go with Jada Pinkett Smith. You know, she did the same thing to Will Smith. But
yeah, the entanglements.
She's still there. Yeah, the entanglement. You know, she's still there. And then who else? You got Tiger Woods. You know, that you know that cheated on his wife, even though he lost a lot of money, but he's still there. People still love him. You know, as a golfer, but
well, it took Tiger Woods a minute to come back to where he was, man, because he lost a lot of fucking money, bro.
Yeah, he lost a lot of money. Yeah, he did. He lost a lot of money. But I was talking about the fact that he was able to, you know, like, to still be out there on social media, and he's, you know, he still have his fan, he still have people following him, and he still have people behind him to support him and stuff like that. You know, this fact that he almost died a few months ago. And then with that major car accident he had,
I think that was a few weeks ago.
That was a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
No, that was like a month. No, that was like a month or almost 2 months. That was like, you know, yeah. It's been a month at least.
Yeah, about a month. Mm-hmm. Yeah, a few weeks ago.
Yeah. You know, like I hope that he's, you know, he have a speedy recovery. You know, like nobody reached there for nobody, man. You know, yeah. But yeah, man, but, you know, but this dude right there doing all that stupidness and, yo, I hate people. I mean, not saying hate. I don't like people who...
He's basically fake. Who, that's what you're trying to say.
Yeah, man. Like, just actually, he's basically fake. You know, like, you using something to gain something. You know, like, for you to gain something, you got to bash men. You know, promote women. I understand, yes, you got to promote the women. Yes, sure. You know, I respect my mom. I got sisters. I got cousins. I got a mother. You know, I got aunt. Stuff like that. Yeah, you know, all those stuff. But you cannot bash one and to promote the other one in order for you to get, you know, publicity and stuff like that. You know, I don't like this type of thing.
Mm-hmm. No, I get it. And so that's why this is a big major deal, because it's like, bro, you just made yourself into a fraud. And all that shit you was talking about, brothers and niggas. Well, nigga, you're a brother now. You ain't, you know, no better than us.
No better than that, man. He's also got trapped.
Yeah, man, pretty much. He's
also like, got right.
Yeah.
And like, oh my God, my Zuzu make the wrong turn and end up in the wrong hole.
Man,
honey, I thought that was yours, but my Zuzu said otherwise.
So, you know, I want to ask the audience, man. How do you feel about the whole Derrick Jackson thing? And so what do y'all think about the whole Derrick Jackson thing?
That shit is fucking trash, dog. Get the fuck off the airwaves.
Oh, yeah, that's exactly how they feel. That's exactly how they feel, bro. It's like, Jesus Christ. That's a big major bombshell that was on his face, bro. that's how most people feel about about his apology. His apology is like, bro, your apology wasn't genuine, bro. Your apology was selfish.
Shit was trash.
Shit was fucking trash, bro. Yeah. Shit was fucking trash, man. I'm telling you, he's making brothers look bad, bro.
You know, like, he's going to use the same... He's going to use the line, the same line, all human make mistakes, all men make mistakes. Mm-hmm. So just like he said, I don't want to preach something to you and do otherwise and blah, 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 blah. Yeah. We all know this shit, man, you know. But don't be coming out here again trying to do shit and be a freaking hypocrite. Right now, he come out as a hypocrite right now. Like, he's like a hypocrite.
Well, the crazy part is he made another video of him addressing his apology video, talking about he can't believe he actually responding to his own video, but he's talking about himself in third person. I'm like, bro, if that's not narcissism, I don't know what it is, bro. Like, you making a reaction video to your own apology video, bro. You just proved us that you're disingenuous. You're really not sorry. You're sorry you got caught.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Yes. Well said, bro. He's sorry because he got caught. It's like it's like Steve Harvey, Steve Harvey getting caught cheating, right, Nick?
Mm-hmm. And this man ain't nothing but a nigga. That's it, bro. Well, ain't nothing but a nigga. And that's some shit right there. Man, I'm a nigga. Oh my god, bro.
Oh, good.
And well, we only in March now. Yeah. We about to be in April soon, man.
Yeah, March is over. What? This is it's March. Today's what? Today's March 29th. March 28th.
Is it? What today is?
Today
is the 28th.
March 28th.
Yeah.
28th. Like, the third month of the year is gone already. Are you ready for the next month to come up?
Yeah, bro. I'm ready, man. I'm ready for this shit to... I'm waiting to see what this year is actually going to pan out to be, man. I got a lot of shit going on this year. Got a lot of shit I'm trying to accomplish. I know you got a lot of shit you're trying to accomplish, too. So...
Yeah.
And like today, we just decided to do a quick little podcast because we know we've been gone for a minute because we've actually been extra busy the past few weeks. And we're actually going to continue being busy for the next few months. So we're going to try to be as consistent with the podcast as much as we can. But don't fault us for it. Like, shit is real right now, okay? Believe it or not, we're being heroes, okay? We can't talk about it. For being here.
Well, this year is young still, and I have a feeling that things are gonna get better.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like we're in the right path going forward, and then I'm just hoping that it continues to stay like that. You know.
Yeah.
There's gonna be a lot of job opening. I know a lot of people is unemployment. Is unemployed.
Mm-hmm.
They collect unemployment, and then there's gonna be a thousand of jobs available. I believe, in the summer or at the end of this year. And New York City alone just opened up 70,000 jobs.
You know why, right? Because all those people die from COVID.
Yeah, that's a lot of people. There are a lot of people die, and a lot of people have retired from their job because they got hit, they got shot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they didn't expect that to come. Yeah, so let's go back again. New York City opened 70,000 jobs to the youth from age 16, I believe, from age 16 to 24.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a good thing. That's a good thing. Now, that's no excuse for those who don't want to work.
Not at all.
Yeah, 70,000, that's a lot of job, bro. That's like 70,000 people that could be employed right now.
That is 70,000 people.
Yeah. Yeah, bro. That's a lot of job.
Yeah, but Loli, man, do you have a... I ain't trying to hold you up too much today, man. You got a lot of things you got to do today?
Well, today just got to do a lot of stuff, man. Just I'm trying to get my clothes clean, do laundry, and, do a little cleaning, Yeah, man, sometimes you don't, sometimes you got to get up and do stuff yourself.
Yeah.
You know, it's not always your mom, your girl, whoever, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
So you gotta step up and do something for yourself too. Once in a blue moon. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, pretty much, man. I am looking forward to the summertime to have some fun, make some money, and make some moves.
Yeah, of course, definitely, man, definitely. So it's all about money. Like when you reach a certain age, it's time to focus on getting that paper, Mm-hmm. Like, your full focus, like, 95% of your brain should be on money. And the 5% should be on your zozo. So, you know, yeah, bro. When are you flying out?
This week, either Wednesday or Thursday. I haven't decided yet, but definitely this week. And then to all the ladies that I'm going to be spending time with, just remember one thing, and one thing only.
Yoo-hoo. I'll make you famous.
I'll make you famous. I'm going to make you famous.
Famous, baby. Make them famous.
I'm going to make them famous. Going to make them famous.
Yeah, that's right. Yo, we have to apologize to the audience, man, that's listening to us, man. You know, like, we haven't did a podcast, what, in how long? It's 2-3 weeks?
2-3 weeks, but that's because, like, we've been occupied, really, like, we've had no free time to do it.
Well, we just gotta let them know, like, why we haven't done any podcast for the past 2-3 weeks, man, you know? You know, we out there, you know, we're trying to better ourselves, you know, trying to make a little, trying to think of good scenarios, trying to bring to you guys, to entertain you guys and stuff like that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then on top of it, you know, we do have a life where we have to provide for ourselves, and we got to put food on our table and roof over our heads and, you know, clothes on our body.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes we just got to do what we got to do. So please, guys, don't get mad. Don't get mad.
Just be, you
know,
with us.
You know, just hang out with us. You know, like, you know, like, I was also myself otherwise, but, you know.
Oh, I'm going to cancel these guys. These guys are not consistent. I got nothing to listen to. Everybody got COVID, the radio's not working. What the fuck? I cancel you. I cancel you. You fucking suck.
Fuck, don't go.
It's so long. I know. It's so long.
Yo, what the fuck? That was an Asian accent, bro.
Yeah. which is so terrible, because I should not be doing that, because there's been, like, so much, like, Asian crimes recently.
Oh, I was just about to say that.
Yeah, I don't want to get in trouble. Like, somebody go report me. Oh, they make a fun of Asians on a podcast. Get him.
That's fucked up. You know what? You know what, that, bro? You know what, that? So, ladies and gentlemen, I apologize for his action, for his zuzzle head action.
He called me a zuzzle head, bro.
Just forgive him. He don't know what he's doing.
Listen, if the police end up knocking on my door, bro, I'm going to say, hey, no one make a fun of Asian here. I'm just reading a story about Long John Silver.
Yo, man, I love me some Chinese food, bro.
I'm fucking done, sir, because he came out of nowhere and told me, I love Chinese food. Okay, you're a culprit now, bro. You're just as guilty now.
True story, though. Like, I don't know. I have something for Asian food, bro. I love Asian food. The other day, I have, Malaysian food.
Malaysian,
it tastes good.
Food?
Yeah, Malaysian food. I think it tastes good, bro.
Mm.
It tastes so good. Malaysian food tastes so good. And then they have some good dish. I forgot the name of it, but it's like curry chicken with rice and whatever they put in there. Oh, it's banging.
So you don't really... The only dude who describes food like you describe a woman, yo, she had the grease, the turnip salad, man. I was like, I'm like, bro, you talking about food of a bitch? Like,
So which Asian food you think is better? I think for me, Korean food is better.
I'm going to have to go with Chinese food and Japanese food. Because, you know, Japanese food is with the, you know, the Benihanas and the shit like that. I can't think of the name right now.
Yeah, Japanese is good, too.
Yeah. I've had Korean food before. Korean food is just too fucking salty.
Yeah, it has a lot of salt.
Way too salty. I went to... Who was I with? I forgot what girl I was with. Damn, that sounds so bad, right? It means like a hoe. I forgot which girl I was with, but I was with a girl, and we went to a spa, and we went to the restaurant, the spa, and it was like Korean food, and it was just, the rice was just salty, bro. Like, if I didn't have a soft drink, bro, I couldn't have finished that food right away.
So you almost walked out of there with high blood pressure, huh? That's what you're saying to me right now.
I mean, good thing it was a spa, bro. We went to the sauna room and everything else, man. So,
yeah, with the child, you know, with the Japanese, I like that sushi.
I like that
little main they be having. Oh, it's like sex on the beach in your mouth.
This man. It's being like American pie with Chinese food, bro. I don't know what's going on here, man. Go on vacation, bro. Yeah. Like, you need to get some sleep. It's over. It's over, bro.
Oh, man. Yo, what was the weirdest food you ever ate?
The weirdest food I ate when I was in Philadelphia and I ate an octopus. No, that sounds so wrong. I mean, octopus... Like the actual.
What, you ate out an octopus?
No, sir. I did not eat out an octopus. What the? No.
You ate out an octopus,
no, bro. I ate an octopus, okay? And I want y'all to know, it's very chewy, okay? I'm talking like pieces of gum chewy. Like, chewy, okay? You're going to be drooling while you're chewing.
Yo, why you have to make a sound for you eating?
This man right here.
Bro, you eating poom poom.
Hey, stop telling the viewers my business, man.
Yo, the weirdest food I ever ate was, let me see. What? Was a cow's tongue.
You ate a cow's tongue, bro?
Yeah, it tastes so good though.
This man, son. Like,
cow tongue. I ate cow tongue. I ate intestine. I ate liver. I don't like liver. For some reason, I just don't like it. I eat it, but I don't like it.
This man's a gangster.
But the intestine, I love it. The tongue, oh.
This man's a gangster when it comes to food. I'm over here drinking milk. He's like, milk? Nigga, I eat the tongue, nigga. They said, "Fuck the table milk, son. I'm trying to speak tongues."
Yeah, and then the crazy, like one of the weirdest things that I ate too was goat brain, and the goat eye.
I really thought you was about to say you ate goat ass. I'm about to say what? It sounded like you was about to say goat ass, bro. For real. It really was about to say, it sounded like you was about to say goat ass. I'm about to say this nigga, son. I said, oh, so you're the reason these animals are going, bah! Nigga, eat goat ass. Like, what the fuck?
You stupid, bro. Damn, you stupid.
Goat ass, bro. Like, what the
I had goat brain and goat eyes. And a soup.
Did you say goat brain too?
Yeah, goat brain.
Wow, bro.
Yeah.
Son, I'm gonna warn every goat about you, bro.
Run for your life.
Son, I don't know how you be eating these animals, man. Like, you eating dinosaur animals and shit, son. Like, I don't know what's going on, bro.
Gotta
say, he's eating goat brains and shit.
I'm just putting that in my third nursery.
So, matter of fact, yeah. I can't wait till fucking Wednesday, bro. I forgot Godzilla versus King Kong come out this week. I can't wait to see that one. You know who I'm rooting for? I'm rooting for King Kong. You know why? Because I'm from Africa. I was racist right now. Let me stop. I'm sorry. But yeah, man. Anything else, Lloyd? Because I'm about to call it a day.
Yeah, man. That's it for the day. So, you know, that's it for the day. We definitely we're gonna come up with more topics and more stuff for the people on the next following podcast. Yeah, man.
No, don't worry. I'm gonna try to make some more changes. We're gonna try to reinvent this little thing we got here because it's going good. We do have an audience, bro. We do have an audience. People actually do like listening to us. It's actually pretty good. I'm having fun with it. So, yeah, this could actually could turn into something big.
Yeah, and then just like I said, we do have an audience. Yeah, people do donate to our podcast. What? How much money we got for donation so far? Like,
I'm not.
Like, I think we got like.
I'm not talking about that. I ain't talking about the money, bro. Damn, nobody need to know that. You trying to get us killed. Niggas ain't got no job here. They're talking about, how much you make on the podcast? I'm like, what podcast?
We broke, man. We only made like, it's not that much of my money. So only like 10, $20?
Yeah, enough to get Chinese food, bro. That's it. Enough to get Chinese food, man. So if you want $10, be my guest. Be my guest. We don't talk about those numbers up in here. Joe Rogan don't talk about the millions he making, do he? So we ain't gonna talk about the piece of change we making here.
Yeah. All right, my brother. So I guess that's it.
Yeah, that's it for the podcast, y'all. So, I guess we're just going to have some fun with it, man. But that's the podcast, y'all.
Peace. So, just like what? They have to go and listen and like and subscribe, right? No? Oh, we got the subscription. What the crap?
Yeah.
Well, all right, guys. Take care. Keep wearing your mask. Be safe out there. Make sure you take your vaccine.
That's it, man. Be safe, y'all.
Be safe. Peace.
Peace. Me hit that booty route. Licking the dick, sucking the ball, swallow a dowel, beating down your pussy well to the ground. Spin around and round, and these stacks get down. Swallow the nut, dick in the butt, beating it up, and that's how I fuck. I got bitches all on my dick and every day. Sucking on my balls, licking on my balls. Bitches, they know. Stick it in that.